thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, lively viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbayan, Enfiam, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikam Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissimo Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lictemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Vision. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo,
Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión
in Las Matas de Farfán.
Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinglun County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bainzarh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, philanthropist Sir Li Ka-shing of Hong Kong pledges to donate one-third of his wealth to charity. In medical news, British surgeons conduct successful pioneering throat surgery. In cultural news, grandparents celebrate in Florencia, Colombia. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 14th, is the birthday of His Excellency Mr. Dmitry Anatolievich Medvedev, President of Russia.
Born in 1965 in Leningrad, which is now St. Petersburg, President Medvedev has promoted increased implementation of high technology in Russia to reduce usage of natural resources. In addition, His Excellency has taken steps towards boosting the nation's energy efficiency and decreasing carbon emissions. Encouraging advances in the peace process in the Middle East has also been part of President Medvedev's efforts, as well as working to reduce nuclear arms. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency, for your dedication to a harmonious and sustainable Russia and world. We respectfully wish you a very happy and blessed birthday with loved ones.
Four years ago, on September 7th, Supreme Master Television had our inaugural broadcasts in Europe and parts of Africa. Through the grace of the Providence, we are now able to air our programs across the globe and around the clock. We humbly offer our profound gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her enlightened vision, compassionate guidance, and loving care, which has enabled our channel to come into existence and reach so many. Today, and for the entire week, we are delighted to present greetings from dignitaries, celebrities, and well-wishers on the occasion of Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary.
Congratulations to the 4th anniversary of your very inspiring television programs. You have done a great contribution in inspiring people to become a good citizen by going vegan. Thank you.
I wish that more media like Supreme Master Television covered more veganism and thought more about how the media industry is affecting our environment and our health.
Hawaiian news. Overflowing rivers impact southern Indonesia. At least 10 people perished and 14 others were missing following flash floods on Friday, September 10th. The disasters occurred at the swollen banks of the Kinarum River, a popular tourist attraction in South Kalimantan province on the island of Borneo. Among those who had lost their lives were 8 teenagers who were swimming in the river to celebrate the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Meanwhile, in the Muara Gembong district of West Java, Bekasi Regency, thousands of homes were affected when the Sitarum River burst its banks. Muara Gembong district head Herman Sosilo stated that provisions such as instant noodles, rice, and drinking water were being distributed to residents in case the conditions worsened. We send our sympathies to the families of those who perished in the floods, as we also thank the governments and rescue teams for your timely assistance. May such distressing incidents be minimized as we strive for greater kindness towards one another and the ecosphere.
Earthquakes hit Indonesia and India. On Saturday, September 11th, a quake measuring 5.9 on the Richter scale jolted Indonesia's Papua region, located 198 kilometers southeast of Labuha. Also that day, a moderate 5.0 magnitude tremor was registered in India at the border of Meghalaya and Assam states. Centered 100 kilometers southwest of Guwahati, it was the second to shake northeastern India within 24 hours, after another 4.8 magnitude quake occurred earlier on Friday evening at the India-Bangladesh border region. There were fortunately no reports of damage or injuries for either quake. We are relieved to hear of the maintained safety of those in the quake-hit regions as we pray that potential disasters such as these may be alleviated through our eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
World Bicycle Relief gives Zambian school children hope. In partnership with the Zambian Ministry of Education, local organizations, and other international charities, the US-based World Bicycle Relief has been providing vital transportation for the Zambian people. Having provided a total of 30,000 bikes since 2006, the organization expanded its program last year and began giving bicycles to Zambian schoolchildren, with significant increases in enrollment noted. In one school, the attendance jumped from 300 students to 867. Moreover, the bicycles are specially designed for Africa's rough terrains and can sustain weights of 100 kilograms. In rural Africa, a bike is considered one of the most valuable things one can have, with a versatility that facilitates travel to hospitals, clinics, employment, and school. Programs have also been set up in countries such as the United States to donate bicycles to the organization for special reconditioning before they are sent to Africa. Many thanks, World Bicycle Relief, and Providence bless your thoughtful humanitarian efforts. May such exemplary kindness inspire many others to help global brethren enjoy more self-sustained, comfortable lives.
The United Nations resolution opens communications between Kosovo and Serbia. Following discussions with European Union member nations, Serbia has accepted a United Nations resolution calling for a dialogue with Kosovo to improve regional peace and security. The European Union has offered to facilitate the talks as well as the process of both countries becoming member states. Our appreciation, United Nations and European Union, for your endeavors to encourage dialogue and diplomatic resolution, wishing Kosovo and Serbia a smooth path to tranquil relations for the benefit of all residents in the region.
Italy's Venice Film Festival celebrates world cinema. As the most established of its kind in the world, the 11-day 67th Venice Film Festival concluded on Saturday, September 11th, with recognition of this year's favorite films and movie makers. An international panel, headed by Oscar-winning film director Quentin Tarantino, unanimously voted the top Golden Lion Prize to Sofia Coppola and her film, Somewhere, a story about a Hollywood actor who regains a sense of his humanity and love of life through time spent with his visiting young daughter.
The Silver Lion for Best Director went to Spanish director Alex de Iglesias for A Sad Trumpet Ballad, who also won the prize for Best Screenplay. Greek actress Arianne Labed was awarded Best Actress, while Best Actor went to Polish actor Vincent Gallo.
Bravo to this year's Venice Film Festival honorees and participants. May your talents continue to shine on the silver screen, bringing meaningful cinema to entertain and illuminate audiences worldwide.
Russian pilots successfully land stricken plane when their plane's electrical generating system suddenly stopped functioning at 30,000 feet elevation, with 2 hours still remaining during a flight from the Siberian city of Mirny to Moscow. Pilots Yevgeny Novselov and Andrei Lamanov were faced with several key equipment failures, including fuel pumps and air brakes.
However, having spotted a deserted airfield amidst the forest below, the pilots were able on their third try to safely land the aircraft. Because the landing strip was too short, the plane came to a stop in marshy terrain, where local firefighters helped evacuate the 81 passengers and crew, all of whom were unharmed. Commending the pilots' actions was Vyacheslav Geyser, head of the Komi Republic where they landed, who stated, "Had it not been for their expertise and professionalism, a tragedy would have been unavoidable."
Our admiring salute, pilots Yevgeny Novselov and Andrei Lamanov, for your quick-thinking responses and courage in the face of such a dire emergency. Wishing you and all those on board joyous reunions and many cherished moments in the company of loved ones.
For their actions of life-saving valor, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring pilots Yevgeny Novselov and Andrei Lamanov, each with a Shining World Hero Award.
Legendary French director remembered. Pioneering new wave filmmaker Claude Chabrol has passed away at the age of 80. He was known as the co-founder of the French New Wave genre, which significantly influenced the direction of French film as well as many Hollywood directors, including Robert Altman, Martin Scorsese, Brian De Palma, and Quentin Tarantino. Having made more than 70 films throughout his career, Mr. Chabrol was also awarded several prestigious prizes, including the Locarno Festival's Grand Prix, the Berlin Film Festival Golden Bear, and the French Academy René Clair Award. In tribute to his passing, French President Nicolas Sarkozy paid respect to a great author and a great filmmaker, with other tributes also being made by fellow director Claude Lelouch and Paris Mayor Bertrand Delanoy, who referred to him as a monument of French cinema. We send our sincere condolences to the family and friends of Claude Chabrol, whose insightful work continued to touch many lives. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's eternal love and light.
Save our planet. Accelerated coral bleaching, a sign of maximum stress. The vast marine area in Southeast Asia, known as the Coral Triangle, stretches from the waters of Indonesia northward to the Philippines. It is considered a hub of marine biodiversity and is home to over three-quarters of all coral species. However, the US-based National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's, or NOAA, Coral Reef Watch is reporting some of the worst bleaching ever seen in the region, following 7 months this year of continuous record-high temperatures on both land and sea. The bleaching process, which arises from global warming-related higher temperatures as well as increased acidification due to the water's absorption of CO2, results in expanses of lifeless white coral structures.
This not only endangers a wide range of fish and other marine life who make their home in the reefs, it ultimately affects the health of the ocean. Widespread bleaching has also been reported in the Philippines, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Malaysia, as well as many parts of Indonesia, where damage off the coast of Aceh was described by the US-based Wildlife Conservation Society as one of the most rapid and severe coral mortality events ever recorded. One international team of scientists studying the process there found that 80% of some species had collapsed since an initial assessment conducted just a few months ago in May. Meanwhile, scientists fear that another area soon to be affected is the Caribbean, where sea temperatures have been above average since January.
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and other international researchers, we appreciate your diligent observations of the endangerment to the world's vital coral reefs. As we realize the true perils of global warming from such evidence as this, may we swiftly strive to protect the balance of life for the benefit of all beings.
During a November 2008 interview on for Ireland's East Coast Radio FM, Supreme Master Chinghai addressed this disturbing trend while highlighting the action needed to safeguard the coral reefs in our oceans.
So global warming is the greatest threat, as it causes coral bleaching or when temperature gets too high. And the coral's important symbiotic algae is lost and exposes their white skeleton, and that's the sign of death for the coral colony. Some scientists predict that most of the coral reefs could disappear in the near future if global warming increases. Coral reefs are just like the forest on land. They are the protectors of 100-plus countries, coastlines, against storm surges and hurricanes. And they are also the supporters of over 25% of all marine species. So you see how important it is. And there are many more things that we have not discovered about the benefit of coral reef and marine life.
So we really do need to do what we can to protect them.
Yes, we have to stop global warming, that's what. The solution is vegetarian diet.
Save our planet. Small-scale water storage improves food security in Africa and Asia. With the growing unpredictability of weather due to climate change, farmers in places like sub-Saharan Africa, 94% of whom are entirely dependent on rainfall, have been reducing the risk of crop failure through the implementation of small-scale rain harvesting techniques. Such well-planned storage basins and structures, sponsored by organizations like the United Nations World Food Programme, have helped African growers in Zimbabwe and Niger boost their respective maize and millet yields, while farmers in India's Rajasthan state can now provide irrigation water to grow food for 70,000 people. In a report published by the International Water Management Institute on the topic, lead author Matthew McCartney stated, just as modern consumers diversify their financial holdings to reduce risk, smallholder farmers need a wide array of water accounts to provide a buffer against climate change impacts. International Water Management Institute, we appreciate this encouraging report and are thankful for the implementation efforts of organizations such as the United Nations. Blessed be such water-preserving innovations in sustaining families and communities worldwide as we strive to restore our balance with nature.
Save our planet. Following the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, with the help of cargo delivery company Federal Express, transports nearly 300 sea turtle nests to safety, with 15,000 hatchlings that were later successfully released into the ocean.
Save our planet. In Beijing, China, the city's Water Authority Department warns that despite measures to reduce usage since 2001, more recent lack of rain has shrunk reservoirs and groundwater supplies, with severe shortages likely before additional supplies are available from southern China.
Save our planet. Germany realizes the possibility possibility of providing 100% sustainable energy after passing milestones where solar energy in July began exceeding 50% of nuclear energy. And on December 26, 2009, wind energy was also great enough to power the entire country.
The Squirrel, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Ha's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and I'm following a low-carbon emission plant-based diet. Would you like to hear a tip on delicious food? Couscous is a style of pasta used as a staple in North Africa and enjoyed around the globe. Made from semolina wheat, its mild flavor complements a variety of foods. High in protein and fiber, it has other nutritional benefits such as B vitamins and selenium. Couscous can be served by itself, in salads, with vegan stew, and in many recipes as a substitute for rice. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, a Hong Kong philanthropist pledges to donate one-third of his wealth to charity. Billionaire Sir Li Ka-shing stated he will give that amount to his Li Ka-shing Foundation. It is a Hong Kong and Canada-based organization which has gifted more than $1.28 billion over the past 30 years to benevolent causes, especially in China. The endeavors included 5 mainland hospital projects. Heaven bless you, Sir Li Ka-shing, for your generosity and care. May kindness blossom in many hearts to help in making brighter lives for all.
For his outstanding generosity, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Sir Li Ka-shing with the Shining World Compassion Award.
In medical news, British surgeons conduct successful pioneering throat surgery. 11-year-old Kieron Finn Lynch of Northern Ireland in the United Kingdom became the world's first youngster to receive a windpipe rebuilt with help from his own bone marrow stem cells. He had been born with a windpipe 1 millimeter wide, making normal breathing impossible. Various previous attempts to reconstruct his airway had not worked well. Kieron's physicians are deeming his recovery from the operation to be successful. Kieron, an enthusiastic drummer, is eager to return to his band. Congratulations, Kieron. May you be graced with a full and vibrant life. Our earnest thankfulness, dedicated surgeons, for helping give Kieron a bright and happy future. May medical innovations such as this bring new hope to many. Up next on Noteworthy News, elders in Colombia gather for 3 days of festivities. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come right back. More comforting news when we return. Here on Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Fiona Johnson. I just want to say how incredibly grateful I am for the opportunity to actually put across my views
to Supreme Master TV. I can't thank them enough. This is the thing that's going to change the world for the better. And it's inspirational. I just want to say that to Supreme Master Qinghai, thank you so much and happy anniversary.
Quiero felicitar Maestra Suprema Qinghai por el éxito, por el coraje, por llenar de luz y salud, por la nutrición sana, vegana al mundo.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enhancing news for an elevated world. In cultural news, grandparents celebrate in Florencia, Colombia. At the New Start, a new reason for living event, approximately 250 grandparents from the southern province or department of Caquetá joined in 3 days of fun and festivities in Florencia. Activities included dancing, singing, and crafts from all generations. It is part of the nationwide New Start project, developed to bring seniors together to share their talents and to make friends. The plan also helps to promote appreciation for the joy, wisdom, and wonderful gifts that are graciously shared with us by our elders.
Es para nosotros muy gustoso para estar nosotros acá alegres. Tengo muy buena experiencia.
12 seniors from Caquetá were also elected to represent the department at national meetings. Bravo, Caquetá, for this marvelous gathering. May all grandmothers, grandfathers, and seniors be blessed with much love and know that you are truly cherished.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Breakfast Time.
Husband and wife wake up early one morning, and they're up for a long time already and met in the kitchen. The husband was very pleased with his marriage. He felt it was very good. So he asked her with all confidence, "Sweetheart, okay, if you just make the toast and pour the juice, breakfast will be ready." So Lisa asked, "Great, what are we having for breakfast?" He said, "Toast and juice."
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Hi, Supreme Master Qinghai. I'm very impressed with the intelligence of animals. I'm very touched that in Indonesian waters, the local octopus are so smart. It makes me feel very touched and grateful. Thanks very much for showing them. I hope to remain merciful. Heaven bestow blessing to this beautiful earth and all creatures living in it. Anna from Solo, Indonesia.
Hi, Anna. It's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Kind Anna, thank you for your loving note. The animals are truly intelligent, sensitive, and loving beyond anything we may expect. Know them, and you will treasure them forever. May heaven bless you and the uplifted people of Indonesia. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/Heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with heavenly inspiration and wisdom. We'll see you next time.
I am the South African High Commissioner based here in Singapore. Happy 4th anniversary to Supreme Master TV.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During his visit to Olac or Vietnam, Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk meets with Olac's or Vietnamese President Nguyen Minh Trực and Prime Minister Nguyen Thanh Nhung to discuss their country's expanded cooperation in trade and other areas.
The Druk White Lotus School in Ladakh, northern India, has adopted and will be caring for 42 youths aged 13 to 16 who lost their parents during the region's August flash floods. Conveying her special thanks to the Druk White Lotus School for their caring deed, Supreme Master Qinghai is also offering $10,000 for the children's books and other school needs.
Former U.S. First Lady Laura Bush speaks at the International Literacy Day event in New York, USA, where she emphasized the importance of educating women to improve their lives, the lives of their children, and to enhance all aspects of society.
Japanese-born Yoko Ono, wife of the late John Lennon of the legendary UK band The Beatles, opens her peace-promoting art exhibit in Berlin, Germany, featuring unique interactive pieces.
Multinational Dutch electronics corporation Philips invents the air fryer, a machine that uses superheated air rather than oil to prepare foods such as potatoes tastily and in a healthier manner than frying.
The Economic Cooperation Framework Agreement, a historic trade accord signed between Formosa or Taiwan and China, comes into effect, with benefit expected for both the Chinese and Formosan people.
A camp financed by donations from His Majesty King Abdul Aziz Al Saud of Saudi Arabia opens in Pakistan's Sindh province to provide shelter and relief materials to 500 families affected by the flood.
To help alleviate the suffering of millions in Western Africa who are facing crop failures due to drought and rising grain prices, New Zealand announces a $729,000 donation to the United Nations World Food Programme.
Yasmin Qureshi, Member of Parliament for Bolton South East in the United Kingdom, calls on the government to ban the use of wild animals for performing in circuses.
After floods impacted Leh, India, in early August, Singaporean Ezen Ho and five of her friends changed their holiday visit to one of humanitarian assistance, bringing $3,000 in cash donations and winter clothing for those in need.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.